officer, please. We've been waiting since 5 a.m. for my father-in-law and son to fly in from Thailand. Is that their plane that just landed?
I'm not really sure, Guevara. Since they are coming with a special non-scheduled ticket, I cannot tell.
But my husband never keeps a schedule. Why should this time be different?
Look, there's Andy and Ellie going down to Escalator. Over there.
Oh, look, there they
look,
are.
Look, it's back in my eyes.
Baby, Ellie, what happened to you? We were worried sick over you. Baruch Hashem that you're safe.
Well, I guess you could say we slipped on a little grease. Right, Ellie?
Slept is more like it, Zadie.
Hessel.
You never were any good with directions. You always get so blunted.
What should I do? I can't.
That's right.
But where did you spend Rosh Hashanah? Mit der Chneder?
Oy, honey, it's a long story. A lot of nisim happened to us. I'll tell you the whole long maisa. But right now, I'm a little bit tired. By the way, let me introduce you to my good friend, Jeff. His Jewish name is Yisroel. He came with us from Bangkok, and he's going to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisroel.
Me too.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he's here also with us in Eretz Yisroel.
Don't worry, Zadie. It's only me, Ellie. I was just trying to remind you of our trip to Thailand, just in case you might forget.
Still trying to fool your old Zadie, Ellie? Well, you don't have to worry. This is one vacation I'll never forget. I can promise you.
Well, Jeff, or Yisrael, joined the famous yeshiva for beginners and became very soon one of their star talmidim. In fact, we just got an invitation to his wedding last week in Yerushalayim. And as for Zadie, he and all of us spent the greatest month of our lives in Eretz Yisrael. He even got to blow his famous shofar by the kotel after Yom Kippur davening. And me? I keep getting these long letters from Bangkok, Thailand in a language I can't read, with letters I can't understand, except at the bottom, they each have a signature in English. It says,